For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my honor you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also have seen my desire and my enemies who rise up against me. I am the righteous who flourishes like a palm tree, and I grow like a cedar in Lebanon. I am planted in the house of the Lord, and I flourish in the courts of my God. I will still bear fruit even in old age. Yes. I shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He's my rock, and there's no unrighteousness in him. Father, I give you praise, for you've exalted my horn like that of a unicorn. You've anointed me with fresh oil. I acknowledge the impact and the implication of your anointing on my life. I thank you, Almighty God, because I am flourishing in this decade like a palm tree. I'm growing like a cedar in Lebanon. I thank you because I am planted in your presence. Therefore, I flourish in all the works you've called me to do. I thank you, Almighty God, because you are my rock and there's no unrighteousness in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare concerning myself and your sons and daughters around the world that in this year 2020 and on into this exponential decade, we flourish. Yes. I thank you, Almighty God, because no economic indicators, no spiritual warfare, no factors of culture or the terrain in which we live can constitute a limitation against the anointing. We thank you for Christ is the anointed one and the bringer of the anointing. Therefore, we stand hand in hand with Christ, who is the anointed one, and we thank you for the partnership with the Holy Spirit, the carrier of the divine anointing, the revealer of the mind of God, and the custodian of the gifts of God. We bless you, O God, because as we go on into this year, your presence goes with us. We are empowered and equipped to accomplish the desires of the heart of our Father. In the face of warfare, we rejoice and we see the walls coming down. In the face of opposition, we rejoice and we see the walls coming down. In all spheres of endeavor and all systems, O God, of society, we take a stand to do your will. Yes. Lord, as we rise in kingship, we go deeper in priesthood. Yes. We declare in the name of Jesus that no matter the level of accomplishment you cause us to enter into in the course of this decade, we will not turn our backs on you. We will not turn our hearts on you. And we will not grow fattened with prosperity, neither will we be distracted by abundance. Thank you for deepening our priesthood as you elevate our kingship. We bless you, O God, because we go in the name of the Lord. We go in the strength of the Lord. We go in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you because I wake up with power. I go to bed with precision. All parts of my daily living are consumed with the presence of God. Yes. I'm a carrier of your grace, and I consistently make a habitual practice of your presence. It is my delight to call you Father. Thank you for teaching me what I do not know. Thank you for enlightening my darkness. My eyes will see my desires over my enemies, who are the enemies of God. I declare that no voice that is coming against me in judgment will survive it, because you caused them to go into condemnation. I thank you because you have blessed me with an abundance of all good things. I thank you because I'm backed up by the divine power. I thank you for supernatural enablement. I thank you for clothing me with your glory. I thank you for surrounding me with your power. And I thank you for covering me with your grace. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new moment. It's a moment of power. It's a moment of light. It's a moment of revival. It's a moment of possibilities. It's a moment of joy. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we delight in you. Yes, and we just love and honor you. We just really love and honor you. We just draw near unto you tonight and bless you for everything you've supplied. We just honor and love you. Thank you, Jesus.